And good morning. Welcome to our Community Corner here on FM 95.7 KKWC on this Thursday morning. About, let's see, the fifth day of August already. A little bit of sunshine after some rain earlier today. Well, joining me on the phone line right now, live, we have the one and only Glassy, Mark Glasscock, on the phone line this morning from Webster City Park and Recreation. Mark, good morning to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Pat. How are we doing?
Hey,
It's been a while since I've been on, but it's good to be back on to talk again. So.
Yes, we got on a little bit late, but hey, we're going to have some fun for the next few minutes talking about a busy summer, Mark, and it's all flying by so fast.
Yes, yeah, it really did. So,
mm-hmm.
It was a hot summer, but a busy summer, but it was a good summer, too. So.
Yes, it was. And mm-hmm. Now we're just taking it easy after a very successful Rag Brite last week.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we had that special day, too, and it's a good setup, and we'll take a little quiet in August, and then September we'll roll around for the fall activity season. So,
but as we said, this is kind of the quiet time now for park and recreation. But let's kind of take a look back at what's been going on this summer. It's the season just beginning to wind down, but you just finished a very successful summer youth baseball and softball program.
Yep, that is correct. Yep, we have the Pee Wee baseball, which they meet on Mondays and Wednesdays, and that's kindergarten and first grade. And the Babe Ruth baseball, that's Tuesdays and Thursdays, and that's the second and third graders. And the kindergarten first grade group, we had three teams. And the second and third grade, the Babe Ruth, they had five teams. So numbers were pretty good on how they spread out. And I have an occasional parent or two that comes out and helps there during the games and practices, and that all works out pretty good there. So, and then I think what I'll do, if you don't mind, I'll read the teams, the kids.
Sure.
I always like to recognize the kids that
absolutely
are all a part of this and get them recognized for the whole summer. So I had Esalen Heating and Air Conditioning team, and the team members there were Bentley Burnett, Brendan English, Brendan Just, Beckett Claver, Noah Pettifone, Crew Simonson, Raymond Teal, Jackson Boncom. DJ's Trophies, kind of a last sponsor from them, passing out there was great. They were Preston Henderson, Camden Hines, Corbin Hurt, Gavin Majeski, Ryder Mitchell, Rudy Marino, Brendan Pluger, Gabe Youngdale, and then we even had one more from David's Gallery one final time with them. And their team members were Reno Applegate, Reed Blaisdell, Cohen Brim, Rowan Henry, Trenton Moreland, Buzz Pradell, Owen Peterson, and Mason Zatlukal. And that was the Pee Wee Kindergarten First Grade group. So that was a very good group, and they mm-hmm. went very well. And they said you're all going to come back next year. And then for the Babe Ruth baseball second and third grade groups, we had Good Life RV, which was Eli Badenhorst, Brody Barnes, Elias Brown, Jackson Irvin, Wyatt Orton, Jackson Braden, Easton Royster, Alec Tudor. Dairy Queen was Lane Anderson, Abram Cornelson, Hunter Hillman, Brantley Just, Cade Kruger, Jack Richardson, Connor Smothers, Kellen Wallstrom. Gridiron was Gage Ahrens, Max Barrick, Rowan Bowl, Brock Davis, Zane Griffith, Landon Halick, Easton Moss, Keaton Ramos, McDonald, Bryson Christian, Alexander Eberle, Ethan Hector, Ethan Henderson, Ricardo Hennick, Kristen Hennick, Luke McCoy, Dax Papel, and our final team with Subway was Niall Davis, Braylon English, Braxton Sinclair, Carter Sinclair, Brock Trammell, Nane Wibholm, Hank Wilson, and Johnny Bright. And that's how the words here, mm-hmm. and the way they broke down, DJ's Trophies kind of went to 7-1, David's Gallery 3-5, Esalen Heating 3-5, Dairy Queen and Good Life RV were co-champs in the second and third grade league, the older group, both at 6-2, McDonald's 5-3, Gridiron and Subway were both 3-5. So the way I looked at it, every team got some wins and every team lost a little bit. So it had a good balance of teams and games, and they were all very good and competitive. Sure. And went very well. So.
Well, I'm glad to hear about that. And, of course, no problems with parents. I mean, these parents, they never scolded their kids at all. They just wanted to watch the kids know all about good sportsmanship. That's the main purpose of the market.
Yeah, yeah. This lower level, there's, you know, you're talking, these are kindergarten, first grade.
Right,
so
right.
Their intentions fans are not always the best. So there's usually not a whole lot of yelling or anything that it's all, everybody's good and encouraging kids and trying to do their best, and everybody's showing sportsmanship. Yeah. And if somebody does get on, the parent comes to the kid and talks to him and takes care of it, and we move on from there. So
there you go. So now we're done with the youth baseball program and softball season for those. But
yep.
We still have the sand volleyball. Is that going on to their mark?
We just finished that up.
Okay.
And we also had close. We had the co-ed softball, too.
Yeah.
And that was on Sundays. And we had four teams in that league. And we had A&K Auto Body, Good Life RV. They were both at 5-1. Todd Sinsala, or Sinsala, Sala Todd. They said his name backwards as a sponsor. They were 2-4. Scared Hitless was 0-6. And I've got the... here they are. I've got the team roster who won that. We'll go with Good Life RV. They were co-champs, and team members there were Terry Christian, Aaron Christian, Dana Casey, Jamie Prusman, Jeff Feltz, Danny Aspen, Hunter Calicut, Nick Celine, Jenny Brim, Megan Challey, Jackie Ubbin, and Kylie Celine. And then with A&K Auto Body, there was Corey Keenan, Danny Keenan, Ross Heron, Cole Riegelsberger, Caleb Olson, Jansen Bergman, Tatum Goings, Taylor McKinney, Chelsea Wagner, and Haley Flaws. So those were co-champs. And that met on Sunday evenings.
Yes.
And then Monday nights was the co-ed sand volleyball, and that met on Monday night. We had five teams on that. Sandy Cheeks, Stacy Sets, Sweaty Sets, Fruits, and No Ducks. And the champs were Sandy Cheeks. And the team members were there were Tyler Getting, Wade Handelin, Peyton Klaus, Jennifer Bush, Rihanna Carmichael, Lauren King, and Riley Rutledge. And they just finished up had a little tournament on Monday, so that wrapped that a season up. And I think it was kind of weird because normally you have about... We average about 8 teams, but I think with not having it for last summer with COVID and stuff, people just weren't quite ready. But I have a feeling we'll rebound and we'll get more teams and more people back. And I think that our leagues will grow and get back to where they were in the future from pre-COVID. So.
No, let's hope so, Mark. Let's truly hope so on that issue.
Yep.
Let's see. We talked about some of the teams. Let's talk about the outdoor swimming pool. You know, it's hard to believe the season beginning to wind down another 2 weeks there, Mark.
Yep, that is correct. We are kind of concerned because we have a lot of lifeguards that are in athletics, and they start next week. So
practice begins next week.
Yep, so our numbers are going to be concerned next week to see if we have enough to keep the thing rolling, but I think we should be able to. We should be all right. I know I think we're scheduled to the... I believe it's Larry told me Saturday the 21st would probably be the last day.
Okay,
so,
the 21st of August would be the last day for the pool season this year.
Yep, okay. I believe that's what he last told me because it's budgeted to like 77 days, and that would be that if then. And of course, I imagine now with this hot weather coming this weekend, next week, it'll be hot and busy, and everybody can get their last times at the outdoor pool.
Yep,
so. I know it does. The numbers do kind of decline a little bit because people are going on vacation. The state fair starts.
Yes.
And also people are getting ready for school. But when the hot weather still comes, people come out and do what they can to cool off. So.
Sure. And speaking of the state fair, each year the Webster City Park and Recreation, they have this bus tour to the Iowa State Fair, but that's not happening this year.
Yes, that is great. Well, of course, every day you hear the news how COVID is spiking and getting up.
Right.
And then with the news reports about people going down State Fair, whether they're vaccinated or not, there is concern from health officials down State Fair.
Right.
If that could be a super spreader. And like I said, we just, as much as we love to do that trip and take the seniors, we thought it was the best safety and interest of everybody to kind of hold back there. And like I said, if anybody wants to go, hopefully they can go on their own down there if they'd like to, but we're just not going to risk it and do that fair trip this year. But for sure, after this year, hopefully all COVID will finally be over at the end of the year. And then, we can get back to going back there the way we did and future endeavors down there. So
all right. So, again, no trip to the State Fair this year for the Webster City Park and Rec for seniors. Now, since we're winding up the summer season there, Mark, registration will begin soon for a lot of the fall activities such as flag football, volleyball, I believe, and other activities.
Yes, yep, right, correct. Most likely, probably around when school starts or somewhere after that, we will start with registration when school starts. There's no sense in starting registration when school's not going and people aren't quite ready yet. And usually those fall activities will start probably usually after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're looking maybe the first or second week of September of starting those programs, and then they go for about 5 or 6 weeks and usually run to about mid-October. So.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the tentative date. We don't have anything down or set yet, but we'll be preparing for that for the next week or two, and and we'll get more information out to you and the paper and put stuff on Facebook about the future activities of the like flag football and the youth volleyball and anything else that's coming up down the road in the future for Fuller Hall. So,
getting back to the pool for just a moment, when the pool closes on the 21st, there, Mark, the Fuller Hall pool, will that open the following Monday on the 23rd?
Yes, I believe we should be going there, and then we'll have our hours change from summertime to our fall hours, and that will entail we'll be open till 9 o'clock at night. Currently, we close at 6 p.m., but as soon as I believe it's the week. I believe that'd be the 23rd. I believe that's the first Monday, if I'm right. If that's right, Pat.
And school begins. School begins on the 25th.
Right. Yeah. But we'll have Fuller Hall open before then, and we'll be open in evenings. And the indoor pool will be open. We'll have open swimming. Usually, we have open swimming for families and kids Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights from 7 to 9, and also Saturday afternoon 2 to 4. Mm-hmm. And I believe those hours will still be the same. Mm-hmm. And there will be adult lap swimming Monday through Friday, 6 in the morning till 8 and 11 to 1, and also 5 to 7. And then on Saturday, it will be open 7 in the morning to 9, 1 hour later on Saturdays. And then also we're going to keep the 11 to 1 shift on Saturdays. So lap swimmers can swim 7 in the morning, 9, 11 to 1 on Saturday. And then there's no swimming on Sunday, of course.
Right,
so.
Right. But, so that's all happening at the Fuller Hall Pool as the month of August progresses with the change in hours coming up later this month. I've noticed a lot of activities going on at West Twin Park in Webster City. That new center is just going along smoothly there, Mark. The new center there at West Twin Park. That's the – help me out there for a moment. That was for the – are you still there, Mark?
Yep, still here.
Yeah, the new where you have picnics and so forth.
Yeah, that Twin Park shelter,
West Twin Park shelter.
Yeah, it's getting closer to being about ready. There's still a little things to do inside there, like getting counters in there ready and – just to fix the restrooms and things like that. And I don't know it's too much further. I'll have to check with Larry and see what you think. That I don't think there'll be anything going on this summer, but hopefully maybe in another month or so this fall, we can kind of, I know it kind of gets late in the season for parks, but there's always still nice weather in September. So there's a possibility of getting it Like I said, there's no set date when it'll be ready, but everybody's doing it. And we got to give credit to pretty much John Hawkins and the mayor.
Right, and all the volunteers.
All the volunteers that really kind of got that going. And they need the kudos for what they've done. And it's amazing how they put that, first of all, they put the walls and the building up first in like a day. And then I think they took another day to do the roofing and all that. Those were two of the big projects. And now it's just a matter of touching things up by putting stuff on the wood wall, the staining, all that stuff, and then painting the doors and, you know, I'd say getting the bathrooms and all the other, that little stuff all ready to go. So, but if everybody's be patient to it, well, that'll eventually get to go, and it's going to be a wonderful shelter.
It should be.
And that would be for the next 50 to 100 years or however long it lasts. So.
Yeah. Mark, we're almost running out of time, but one more thing. We had RagBri last week, and what a success that was. Thousands of bicyclists just pedaling through Webster City. And we also mentioned, too, that if you'd like to honor a very dear friend of ours who we miss so much, Ken Harvest, they're having the sale of the T-shirts down there at the Chamber of Commerce office for that sculpture project.
That's a great thing, great honor. And, you know, of course, Kent was a very avid bike rider, and, you know, he pushed all that.
Yep.
And
I'm sure he was,
like I say, it's always tough to talk about that, and we always think and wonder what he would have thought. So, but I'm sure he would be
so
proud
too.
How everything's going on with the way the bikers came through and how the community handled it all.
Larry, I'll say one thing. He's probably smiling down on us, you know.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
I'm sure
he didn't. And, of course, you know, his daughter just recently got married, and I envisioned he was up above there watching it all. And
Nice ceremony.
With the wedding and the reception, all that. So they're very, very
nice
proud
ceremony. Trinity Lutheran there the other day, too. So,
yep, that is.
Again, congratulations to the Hannah and Joe who got married the other day. Anything else have we missed here this morning there, Mark? I think we've covered the whole gamut here.
Pretty much right now, like I said, if there's anything else coming up, we'll let you know on that, and we'll kind of just see how things are going to go from there. And
sounds good.
And then we'll figure something out and all that stuff.
All right. So, always glad to have either Larry or you talking about what's happening in the park and recreation areas of Webster City. We'll get one of you back on again sometime in the next month or two. How about that?
Yeah. We can probably just take our turns, and I probably won't have much to talk about for both, but I know one of my fall programs are going. I'd like to talk about how the flag football went and the youth volleyball down the road. So, but we'll always be around to keep the people informed and do what we need. And it's just wonderful to serve the community here of Webster City, a wonderful town. And
it sure is.
We have a lot of great stuff to offer, and the way the parks are now improved, and it's just great to see pet families and kids and people out just to come down to the parks and playing and having a great time. So
very good. Mark Glasscock, Glassy, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and you have enjoyed the rest of the week.
Okay, thanks a lot, Pat.
Thanks, Mark. You take care now.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mark Glasscock on our Community Corner show for this morning here on KQWC.